A new study found that real and fake laughs come from different parts of the brain.
You don't say.
Ha ha ha.
Totally just led that one there. But you know what? I wanted to look about laughs.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
So I decided to look this up. This is from factretriever.com, and it is some fascinating laughing facts. We like to laugh on this show. We enjoy it. Down here it says that laughter reduces pain, reduces blood sugar levels, increases glucose tolerance in diabetics and non-diabetics, improves job performance, and brings people together.
It does.
All right. Laughter is truly the best medicine. I learned that when I was a very young kid. I feel like there was a Reader's Digest column that was literally called Laughter's the Best Medicine, and it was just bits, and I loved it.
Okay.
It made me laugh my ass off the entire time. It was stupid.
I mean, you never meet anyone who says, I don't like to laugh.
Yeah.
You might not like to cry. You don't want to get angry, but you know, I hate when I laugh. Like, you might not like the sound of your laugh, but everyone enjoys laughing.
But there are those people that challenge the laughter.
What do you mean?
They challenge it. They people try to be funny.
Sure.
You go and any given day, you will find somebody that tries some way to make somebody laugh.
Of course.
There's always the one that has to challenge it. That's not funny.
This is funny to who?
Oh.
That's why they created chats.
Yeah, exactly.
I would just like to point out, while the rest of you are being entertained, I'm the guy that sucks. Like, it's fine, but why do you have to share?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like laughing.
Laughter, such as nervous laughter, is often used as a defense mechanism against anxiety or fear.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why
it's nervous laughter.
Not so much now, but man, when he was a kid. And like, he's a really, really good kid. Maybe twice a year did he do something who really had to address it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be pissed. But he knew I was pissed. Generally at home, I'm not that angry about things. I think our whole conversation was like, dude. And whole conversation's explained. But when we have to have an actual conversation, and I'm mad, he kept chuckling. Like, I did not realize he had a nervous laugh. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, I'm sorry. Okay. So I start again, right? And I'm laying into So I walked out of the room and I said to my wife, I'm going to kill that mother effer if he laughs. And she goes, listen, that is his nervous laugh. I'm like, for real? She goes, yeah, he does not think this is funny at all. He's actually very upset, but
it's
he knows that
response.
You're outwardly pissed. So yeah,
I'm a nervous laugher.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I've had somebody said it's not funny. It's like it's not funny. This whole thing is bad and ridiculous. I just can't believe we're having this conversation.
Right. About to say you. It's also not nervous. Sometimes you have rage laughter. When you are fed up with somebody, you're talking to them, and they clearly just don't understand.
Ted's laughing.
Why don't you tell me what we're doing?
There it is. Explain it to me like I'm five. It makes no sense.
Laughter yoga. You guys ever heard of laughter yoga?
No.
It's a type of yoga that combines laughter, deep breathing, and playful exercises.
Ooh.
I mean,
sorry. How playful we get.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a little playful.
Laughing too hard can cause cataplexy or sudden and uncontrollable muscle weakness. A person experiencing this is still awake and aware, but they are unable to move. You literally laugh yourself into paralysis.
Jesus. I want to hear that joke.
That one before.
Jeez, a whiz. Laughter improves cardiovascular health and increases blood flow. This is a fun fact. You did not know this about laughter. Children who are born blind and deaf are able to laugh.
how do we not know that?
I don't know.
Blind and deaf?
Blind and deaf.
Why didn't you think the kid couldn't laugh?
Yeah. He might not know what's funny, but I assume he can laugh.
I don't know how he got the joke.
He knows all the emotions.
Right.
No, he got the joke.
Anger, sadness.
He's right to laugh.
Happiness.
I think the miracle worker was sitting there with Helen Keller's hand just telling her jokes from time to time.
You had to. Knock, knock. You think they ever told her Helen Keller jokes? Like, listen, this is how kids are going to be introduced to the fact that you... When I found out she was a real person,
right,
it blew my mind. I heard Helen Keller jokes like starting in kindergarten, and not as though it was some character we made up to tell these jokes. And then later in school, you know, like historically speaking, Helen Keller, and I mean, everyone in the class started chuckling, and the teacher's like, no, this is a real person. We were like, oh, God.
Yeah. No.
Just come in. What are you doing? Sorry, Bree's out there.
Get your ass in here. What are you doing, Bree? Grab that microphone
right
there.
It's our Brazilian-Mexican descended.
That's right. Grab that microphone right there. What's going on out there?
The score.
Oh, no.
It's not looking good for you, Mike.
I know it's not. I'm over
it's
here.
Brazil versus Scotland.
I know. I knew they were going to do well.
She
just keeps putting a boot on my head and shoving me deeper.
Do you want to know what the score is?
What is the score, Bree?
3-0.
Oh, blast it.
That'd be 3-0. Soccer.
Nil.
Zero.
Speak soccer.
I was heading out, and I just see the big screen over, and I was like, oh, no. I got to tell Mike. I got to rub it in.
She's like my daughter. Mike, I got to rub this in your face. Your team's losing. My daughter does it to him, too.
Right. Yeah.
Except the Mariners had a chance against the Orioles.
Yeah, I know. I already knew that our chances were slim, but that's fun. Thank you, Bray.
Yeah. I just wanted to give that, you know, so you could just ride all the way home and just think about them.
I appreciate you. I appreciate it. More fun facts about laughter.
Oh, I just got in.
Thanks for bringing her in.
Yeah.
Personal ads for both men and women mention humor more often than education, intelligence, profession, or sexual drive.
Said personal ads?
Personal
ads.
Like,
really?
You know, like on dating sites. Like, I enjoy laughter.
I'm not on dating sites, so I would not know.
Personal ads, not personal ads. Like,
okay.
I can help you laugh.
Research shows that people who laugh at dark jokes have higher IQs and report less aggressive tendencies. I believe we brought that up not terribly long ago.
I mean, it makes sense. You understand that it is a joke and not just awful.
Right.
Because that's not funny. Like, well, there's a joke in there, right? So if you don't get it, you're just not tracking.
I follow a guy on Instagram, and he always just says, if you laugh at this, you're going to hell. And then it's just the comments under some video.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some.
They're hilarious.
Laughing just 10 to 15 minutes a day can burn up to 40 calories.
Wow.
Really?
That's a long time to laugh, though.
That's why I'm so skinny.
10 to 15 minutes
a day? I mean, who laughs 10 to 15 minutes?
Well,
I mean, if you added up aggregate to the court you're away from, say 16 hours out of the day.
Yeah.
That's about a minute an hour that you're laughing at something.
Mm-hmm.
I think that tracks.
Okay.
Oh, they got laughed at a goddamn thing from 11 to noon today.
Okay, well,
that hour's gone.
And then there's Ted, who only laughs when he's angry.
I laugh till after 1 p.m.
The fear of laughter. Gelotophobia. Those who suffer from gelotophobia respond to all laughter as if it's at their expense. Up to 13% of the population could be afraid of laughter.
Well, they're right. We're laughing at you.
Right.
Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're wrong.
The laughter is not with you. It is at you.
I hate if something goes down at a funeral, that just seems... And, like, funerals are not funny. I understand that. But every once in a while, there's a moment that might be lost in other people. And between you and, like, your family or your friends that are there, you're like, this is hilarious. And we're all trying not to burst out in laughter.
Right.
Because it's not the right place.
No, it's a really rough crowd, man.
Again, this happened to me personally. It's Arlington National Cemetery. It's my father. They do the whole ceremony. Then I'm walking the box of ashes over to put in the thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's very serious. Put it in there. Turn around, and my uncle's laughing. He's like, zippers down.
Oh!
At Arlington, Dad.
At Arlington.
Doggone it.
I disrespected my dad and the country.
Your penis is hanging out, I'll tell you.
I can picture his face. This is big ass-eating grin. He's like, flies down.
Well, there's the red. Where's the white and blue?
Laughter's contagious. Just watching people laugh activates the brain to prepare facial muscles to join in.
Yeah.
Prepare your face.
Comedians should say that when they walk out. Prepare your face, everybody. I'm about to be damn funny.
It's going
to
hurt.
Make you laugh so hard, you're going to poop yourself.
It's like, if you're in a room, I've been in a room with like a toddler. My friend walks in, he's like, what are you guys laughing at? I'm like, I don't know.
Right, he's
the baby
laughing.
Started, the kid was laughing, I started laughing.
That's right. Research shows that couples who laugh together are more likely to have a longer relationship. What is important is not so much finding a partner with a sense of humor, but rather that partners can create humor together.
Yeah, of course, man.
Like, what are you... I hate her. She's a bitch. We laugh together all the time.
God, every damn laugh at my wife. F her. Who says that?
I hate going home. We just laugh together.
Yeah, right. I hate being there.
Burning 40 calories at a time. Damn it. Monkeys and rats laugh.
Okay.
That's quite a way to make that statement.
Yeah. So do hyenas.
You saw the kid as an outburst in the back of club. What do you have, Tourette's? Monkeys and rats laugh.
Pretty sure parrots laugh at you.
Parrots? Oh, they laugh. I know the rats laugh. They discovered the rats laugh when you tickle.
I'm about to say, didn't they tickle rats?
Who had the idea? Mm. Well, I mean, it's interesting when they go, you know if you tickle a rat, it laughs.
I'm
going to
tickle that rat.
Who thought, hey, man, let's go tickle that rat.
But you can tickle animals, though. You ever tickle a dog's foot?
No.
Jesus. Wow.
No, Mike, I have not. I'll be dead on
ticky ticky.
They got their little foot sticking there, and usually they have little hair between their little paw pads.
Yeah.
And if you just gently touch that hair, then they'll jerk it. because it tickles them.
Well, I know that. I thought they hated it.
That's tickling it. Well, nobody likes being tickled, Ted.
There's a thin line in your house between tickle and torture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there is. Tickling is torture. You've been tickled. Researchers speculate that humans laughed before they could speak.
So you think the first words ever spoken were, "What the hell is so funny?"
Your shirt's on backwards. Just can't say it.
Just can't say it. Or laugh. But fun fact, humans are born with the capacity to laugh. The syllables ha ha, ho ho, and hee hee are part of the universal human vocabulary, and all cultures recognize them.
Huh.
So we are actually born with those words. And then I'll leave you with this last and final fun fact about laughter. The age at which we laugh the most exuberantly.
Ooh. Exuberantly.
Exuberantly laughed.
Oh, 15.
7.
15, 7, 10. 10. 10. Bray with your phone.
Sorry.
5 and 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to think back to my, like, when you made them laugh at that age, it was hysterical to them. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That you almost can't lose as a parent in that moment, unless you just suck. You kind of get, you tell them one joke. And they'll, I mean, for an hour, they'll like, tell it again, tell it again.
Kidding. Just hits
one of the things weird about kids, they will laugh at the same joke over and over. Like, I've told you this joke 25 times in a row. It's not fun.
It's still hilarious. I used to listen to the same comedy special over and over and over again.